Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1357, My Breasts and Your Health, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com, and I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Hey there, welcome to a Thursday edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is one of a bunch of podcasts where we read to you from blogs for free, so that you don't have to read them yourself. Now on this show, on Fridays, I usually answer your questions. Thank you so much for your trust. Thank you for sending me your questions. It's my favorite part of the week. Now, today's post. All right, I get that the title is pretty shocking. On the surface, it may sound like today's author, Nia, is going to discuss the importance of mammograms. So if you identify as male, you may feel Nia's article has nothing to do with you. But that's not true. In fact, she discusses tips that anyone and everyone will find helpful. I promise. So hopefully, I've convinced you to stick around. So let's get right to today's post as we optimize your life. My Breasts and Your Health by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. I am only 25 years old. Why am I doing this? Isn't this something that's typically done in your 40s? Those were just some of the thoughts that were going through my mind at the moment. I was standing there in a small room that was perfumed with the scent of antibacterial hand sanitizer with my robe wide open. My left breast was in a machine that had a hold on it like a vice grip and was making my breast form a shape I didn't know was possible. That looks interesting, I thought to myself. Hold your breath, the technician told me. A few moments later, I heard a few clicks, and then the machine released its death grip. Okay, now let's do the other one. This delightful process was repeated for a total of 4 times. Yes, I got a mammogram at the age of 25. The reason is pretty simple. I have a fairly extensive family history of breast cancer, and I have Jewish heritage, which supposedly puts me at a further increased risk of getting breast cancer. Because of these facts, my doctor recommended I get a mammogram, and so I did. Right now, you're probably thinking, and rightfully so, why in the world is she sharing this with me? So what do my breasts have to do with your health? I'm sharing this experience with you because of one simple fact. Too many people forget about improving their overall health. Instead, we focus on losing body fat, building muscle, getting stronger, and just looking good. We fail to acknowledge the bigger and more important picture, living a high-quality life free from disease and illness. While I am all for looking great and helping others do the same, we should all strive to improve our overall health, not just our physical appearance and performance in the gym. Most people don't worry about improving their overall health until they have had a major health scare. Don't be one of those people. Do what I am doing and what I encourage others to do. Be on the offense. Do what you need to do today, tomorrow, and every day to keep yourself healthy. I am doing my best to ensure I don't endure the fate that many of my relatives have with breast cancer and other diseases. It is quite possible, and I'm going to prove it, and I'll do my best to help you do the same. Okay, now that I got all of that out of the way, I'm going to be sharing the rest of my information in a list format, simply because some of it is random, but equally important. 1. The information I provide on nutrition may not be 100% perfect on every level. That is in part due to all of the conflicting research that has been and will be conducted over the years. Plus, there are literally hundreds of views and opinions on nutrition. However, the one fact I feel cannot be disputed is that the primary focus on nutrition should be eating whole, natural, unprocessed foods. I don't care if you're a vegan, vegetarian, full-fledged carnivore, low-carber, low-fatter, or you just eat food and don't give yourself a label. That one sentence still applies. 2. Cancer, heart disease, and other illnesses do not have to be a certainty of old age or, quote-unquote, just a part of life. There are things we can do on a daily basis that will build our bodies and keep them strong and healthy, namely, eating whole, natural, unprocessed foods, and exercising consistently. 3. Eat close to the ground. That's a nutrition tip I've heard numerous times. If you can't find it in nature, then don't eat it. 4. A truly healthy body will be lean, but a lean body is not necessarily truly healthy. Think about that one for a second. I have seen people starve themselves thin or follow dangerous diets for the sake of being lean. These people may be lean and look good, but they certainly are not healthy. 5. This is the part of my job that I love, but usually goes unnoticed. I love helping people live happier, healthier, higher quality lives that can be obtained through eating smart and exercising properly. Helping people lose body fat and look better is very rewarding, but not as much as improving someone's quality of life. 6. If you eat meat and or eggs, then buy organic. Factory farmed meat may not be the healthiest option, not to mention the animals are treated very poorly, live in horrible conditions, and many of them are slaughtered piece by piece while they're still alive. By choosing to buy organic and or local meat and eggs, you're telling these factory farms that you don't want them to function this way anymore. 7. Don't whine and complain to me that organic meat and eggs are more expensive. Suck it up, Buttercup. I don't care. Would you rather fork up the extra few bucks now for high quality food, or would you rather save a few measly dollars today and then spend thousands of dollars on medical procedures, dangerous drugs, and hospital bills later? Oh, and not to mention, put your life on hold while you go through all of that, hoping you recover. I doubt it. So make the investment in your health today. 8. Make the small sacrifices today and live a longer, fuller, healthier, and happier life tomorrow. 9. Too many people make excuses and too few people take action. Be an action taker, not an excuse maker. And 10. Yes, it may be tough at first to eat smart and exercise regularly. However, you need to make a commitment to yourself today that you are going to eat better and start exercising regularly. The next step is up to you. Note, in no way am I suggesting that you simply eat smart and exercise and not visit your doctor regularly or engage in preventative healthcare measures. Yearly physicals are strongly recommended, along with other preventative methods, such as mammograms for women. You just listened to the post titled, My Breasts and Your Health, by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I know that my younger self wasn't very interested in disease prevention. You know where that got me? Diagnosed with a chronic disease at the age of 19. It was then I learned the value of prevention. And even though I was sick, I didn't immediately change my habits. That diagnosis wasn't enough to convince me. It wasn't until I got worse and had to be put on 3 different medications that I started thinking about eating more nutritious foods and exercising regularly and getting more sleep and so on. And it may seem that, since I already have a chronic disease, well, why bother doing these things? Since I'm already sick, well, shouldn't I just do whatever I want now? Well, first, eating more nutritious foods and exercising has made me feel so much better. I was ultimately taken off 2 of the 3 medications. Plus, performing these healthier behaviors will prevent me from getting sick with other diseases that are unrelated to the one I currently have. So don't be like me and wait until you're sick to start thinking about incorporating these healthy habits. To quote today's author, Nia, make the small sacrifices today and live a longer, fuller, healthier, and happier life tomorrow. If only I had taken that advice to heart when I was younger. All right, that wraps up today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for another Q&A episode and where your optimal life awaits.